Lesson 2. All Things According to His Will. 1 Nephi chapters 1 through 7. Purpose. To help class members see, through the examples of Lehi and Nephi, that safety and salvation come through obedience to the Lord. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. 1 Nephi chapters 1 through 2. Lehi learns in a vision that Jerusalem will be destroyed. He warns the people to repent, but they reject him and seek his life. The Lord tells Lehi to take his family and leave Jerusalem. Lehi and his family depart into the wilderness. B. 1 Nephi chapters 3 through 4. Nephi and his brothers return to Jerusalem to obtain the plates of brass from Laban. C. 1 Nephi chapter 5. Nephi and his brothers bring the plates back to their family. These plates enable Lehi's family to preserve for their descendants their language, their genealogy, and the teachings and commandments of God. D. 1 Nephi chapter 7. Nephi and his brothers return to Jerusalem to persuade Ishmael and his family to join them in the wilderness. 2. Additional reading. Mosiah chapter 1 verses 3 through 7, Alma chapter 3 verses 11 through 12. 3. In advance, ask a class member to prepare to summarize the efforts of Nephi and his brothers to obtain the brass plates from Laban. 1 Nephi chapter 3 verse 9 through chapter 4 verse 38. 4. If the following materials are available, prepare to use them during the lesson. A. The pictures Lehi prophesying to the people of Jerusalem. Item number 62517. Gospel Art Picture Kit 300. And Lehi's family leaving Jerusalem. Item number 62238. Gospel Art Picture Kit 301. B. A pen or pencil and a piece of paper for each class member. 5. Before class begins, list on the chalkboard the headings and scripture references used in the chart on page 8. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Ask class members to imagine that they have just learned that the city where they live is going to be destroyed and they must leave immediately. How would you feel about this news? What would you do? Would it make a difference in how you felt and what you did if you knew that this information had come through a prophet of God? Explain that this lesson is about Lehi and his family who left their home in Jerusalem because the city was soon to be destroyed. The lesson will discuss where they went and what they did after departing from Jerusalem. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Lehi leaves Jerusalem and takes his family into the wilderness. Discuss 1 Nephi chapters 1 through 2. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. One of the first events described in the Book of Mormon is the departure from Jerusalem of Lehi and his family. What circumstances led to this departure? See 1 Nephi chapter 1, verses 4 through 15 and verses 18 through 20, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. If you're using the picture of Lehi prophesying, display it now. Why did the people of Jerusalem reject the message of Lehi and other prophets? See 1 Nephi chapter 1 verses 19 through 20, chapter 2 verses 12 through 13, and chapter 16 verses 1 through 2. Why do some people today rebel against the Lord and his servants? How did Nephi respond to his father's message? See 1 Nephi chapter 2 verses 16 and 19. What can we learn from Nephi about how to make our hearts more receptive to the teachings of the prophets? What did the Lord promise Nephi if he would obey the commandments? See 1 Nephi chapter 2, verses 19 through 20 and verse 22. What did the Lord promise would happen to Laman and Lemuel if they rebelled? See 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 21 and verses 23 through 24. How does each of these promises apply to us? Into what kind of country did Lehi take his family when they left Jerusalem? See 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 2. If you are using the picture of Lehi's family leaving Jerusalem, display it now. What did they leave behind as they departed? See 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 4. How do you think Lehi's family felt having to leave their home, possessions, and friends? What sacrifices have you made to be obedient to the Lord? How have you been blessed as you have made such sacrifices? After 3 days in the wilderness, Lehi built an altar and gave thanks to the Lord. 1 Nephi chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. See also 1 Nephi chapter 5, verse 9, and chapter 7, verse 22. How can we develop feelings of gratitude, even in difficult circumstances? What important blessings resulted from Lehi's obeying the Lord and leaving Jerusalem? Write class members' answers on the chalkboard. Answers may include that Lehi's and Ishmael's families were saved from destruction, a branch of Israel was guided to the Promised Land, and the Book of Mormon, another witness of Jesus Christ, was provided. 2. Nephi and his brothers returned to Jerusalem to obtain the plates of brass. Read and discuss selected verses from 1 Nephi, chapters 3 through 4. Why did Lehi send his sons back to Jerusalem? See 1 Nephi chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. How did Laman and Lemuel respond to being sent back? See 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 5. How did Nephi respond? See 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. If you had been asked to make this trip, how do you think you might have responded? What difference would it have made to know that the Lord had asked it of you? Why did Lehi's family need to obtain the brass plates? See 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 3 and verses 19 through 20. 1 Nephi chapter 4, verses 15 through 16. See also 1 Nephi chapter 5, verses 21 through 22, and Mosiah chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. Have the assigned class member summarize the efforts of Nephi and his brothers to obtain the plates. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 9 through chapter 4, verse 38. What are some situations in which we might need to be led by the Spirit, not knowing beforehand the things which we should do? 1 Nephi chapter 4, verse 6. What can we learn from Nephi's words, "Nevertheless, I went forth"? 1 Nephi chapter 4, verse 7. Why was Nephi reluctant to kill Laban? See 1 Nephi chapter 4, verse 10. How did Nephi become convinced that he should kill Laban? See 1 Nephi chapter 4, verses 11 through 18. Have a class member read 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7 aloud. How did the Lord prepare a way for Nephi to do what he had been commanded to do? How has the Lord prepared ways for you to keep his commandments? Why did Nephi and his brothers want Zoram to return to the wilderness with them? See 1 Nephi chapter 4, verses 35 through 36. What persuaded Zoram to accompany Nephi and his brothers? See 1 Nephi chapter 4, verses 31 through 34. Explain that among the people in Lehi's time, an oath was sacred. Zoram knew that Nephi would never break his oath. Why is it important that we be known as people who keep our word? Point out that although Laman and Lemuel obeyed their father by going into the wilderness and then returning to Jerusalem for the brass plates, they murmured and rebelled repeatedly during the family's journeyings. Nephi and Sam, on the other hand, were faithful and obedient
throughout their experiences.
You may want to explain that while Sam is not often mentioned, the scriptures indicate that he was faithful and obedient as Nephi was. 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 17, and chapter 8, verse 3. Invite half of the class members to read the scripture passages listed on the chalkboard under Nephi. Have them look for words or phrases that characterize Nephi. Invite the other class members to read the other passages, looking for words or phrases that characterize Laman and Lemuel. You may want to give each class member a piece of paper and a pen or pencil for making notes as they read. Then have class members report on what they have found. Write on the chalkboard a brief comment on the content of each verse. Examples are given on the bottom of page 8. You do not need to use the exact wording given. Under Nephi, 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 1, knew he had goodly parents. Under Laman and Lemuel, 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 11, murmured against their father. Nephi, 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 16, believed all the words spoken by his father. Laman and Lemuel, chapter 2, verse 13, did not believe all Lehi's words. Nephi, chapter 2, verses 16 and 19, went to the Lord for understanding. Laman and Lemuel, chapter 2, verse 12, knew not the dealings of God. Nephi, 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7, was willing to go and do what the Lord commanded. Laman and Lemuel, chapter 3, verse 5, complained that the Lord had asked a hard thing. Nephi, chapter 3, verse 15, refused to return without records. Laman and Lemuel, chapter 3, verse 14, wanted to give up after one try. Nephi, 1 Nephi chapter 4, verses 1 and 3, knew that the Lord was mightier than Laban. Laman and Lemuel, chapter 3, verse 31, doubted that the Lord could deliver Laban to them. When the chart is complete, discuss the following questions. How did Nephi show strong and abiding faith? How can we follow his example? Why did Laman and Lemuel murmur and rebel? See 1 Nephi chapter 2, verses 11 through 12. Why were they unable to know the dealings of God? See 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 18. 3. Nephi and his brothers bring the brass plates to their family. Read and discuss selected verses from 1 Nephi chapter 5. How did Lehi and Seraiah react when their four sons finally returned with the brass plates? See 1 Nephi chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. How did their return strengthen Seraiah's testimony? 1 Nephi chapter 5, verse 8. What did the brass plates contain? See 1 Nephi chapter 5, verses 10 through 16, and chapter 13, verse 23. They included the five books of Moses, a record of the Jews down to King Zedekiah, about 600 B.C., prophecies of the holy prophets, and the genealogy of Lehi's family. What prophecies did Lehi make about the brass plates? See 1 Nephi chapter 5, verses 17 through 19. How are these prophecies being fulfilled? 4. Nephi and his brothers returned to Jerusalem for Ishmael and his family. Read and discuss selected verses from 1 Nephi chapter 7. Why did Nephi and his brothers return again to Jerusalem soon after bringing back the brass plates? See 1 Nephi chapter 7, verses 1 through 2. How were Ishmael and his family persuaded to join Lehi's family? 1 Nephi chapter 7, verses 4 through 5. Why did Laman and Lemuel and some of the children of Ishmael rebel during their journey in the wilderness? See 1 Nephi chapter 7, verses 6 through 7. Why do you think they wanted to return to Jerusalem? What did Nephi say would happen if they continued in the wilderness and were faithful to the Lord? See 1 Nephi chapter 7, verse 13. What did he say would happen if they returned to stay in Jerusalem? See 1 Nephi chapter 7, verses 13 through 15. What qualities did Nephi exhibit in his dealings with his brothers? See 1 Nephi chapter 2, verses 17 through 18, and chapter 7, verse 21 for some examples. How can we demonstrate these qualities in our relationships with our family members and others? Conclusion. Remind class members that because of Lehi's and Nephi's willing obedience, millions of people have been blessed. Encourage class members to always go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Born of goodly parents. 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 1. What are some responsibilities of goodly parents for their children? See 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 1. What can parents learn from Lehi and Sariah about how to fulfill these responsibilities? 2. Everyone experiences adversity. List the following words on the chalkboard: spiritual, valiant, worried, strong, joyful, faithful, sad, trusting, disheartened, diligent, patient, charitable. Have class members decide which of these words describe Nephi. Circle the words they choose and have them relate brief incidents about Nephi that illustrate the character traits they selected. Then explain that all of the words describe Nephi at various times in his life. Emphasize that Nephi was a faithful person and is remembered for his devotion in obeying the commandments. But even Nephi occasionally became worried, disheartened, and sad. Point out that we often think of the prophets and other church leaders as having only positive experiences and never having struggles. However, like us, they also face adversity and afflictions. How can it help us to know that prophets and other church leaders also have trials? Although Nephi had seen many afflictions in the course of his days, he knew he had been highly favored of the Lord. 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 1. How is it possible to have many afflictions and still be favored of the Lord? How can afflictions help us receive blessings? Invite class members to ponder this question silently if they do not want to share their responses with the class. 3. Contents of Nephi's record. 1 Nephi chapter 6 contains Nephi's explanation of what he would write in his record. What did Nephi say was his purpose in keeping a record? See 1 Nephi chapter 6, verses 3 through 4. Note that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is Jesus Christ. How have Nephi's writings helped you come unto Christ? Encourage class members to write their testimonies, as well as other spiritual experiences, thoughts, and feelings, in their journals. End of Lesson 2. All Things According to His Will.